Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This event or product.
Take hands. What time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
Soak it in, boys and girls.
I know, so weird, but you know the heart wants what the heart wants.
And Jason Duda.
Soak it in.
Stop it! You people are supposed to be funny and wacky.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
Welcome back. It's hour number two of Bob and Jeff. We've got Anthony on the line. We've got Max and Jason Duda and yours truly here in the studio. But we'll take it over to Bob for our picks of the week.
Well, thank you. How are you, Jeff?
We are doing wonderfully over here. Couldn't be happier.
Is Duda with you?
He seems to be.
Well, why? What kind of question's that? Where else would I be?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you don't show up.
Oh, that is terrible talk. That's awful.
Do we have Max and the big fella?
As far as I know. Big fella, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There he is.
Wow. Outstanding. The picks have been atrocious, as I think everybody knows. The leader right now is Jeff, and he's only 13-19. But that is two games clear of everyone else, and his points are 19 points ahead of Duda.
Duda's in second before place. Thanksgiving?
I only got 51 points?
58.
Jeff's got 77?
Jeff has 77.
That's impressive.
So I've got 54, Max in last place with 46, and Anthony at 51. It's just been terrible. So we're going to pick our nine games. We've got a bonus game where you can make up some points. Max, let's hear the music and get going here. In the college ranks, we start with Georgia at Alabama, the big game nationally. Georgia, a 1.5-point favorite. Are we not hearing music? Am I imagining that?
No, we don't have music yet, but Max hasn't started playing it yet. He's waiting for the exact right moment to do that. He can't find it.
All right, here we go. Georgia, Alabama. Georgia, 1.5-point favorite on the road. Difficult game to pick, or is it? I'll go with Georgia for 5. Jeff.
Look at that. Right when you make your pick, these picks are brought to you, of course, by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. I'm on the complete opposite side of that spectrum because I like Alabama being at home. I like their quarterback. Jalen Milroe's playing extremely well right now, as is Carson Beck. But I'm taking Alabama for 5 points right now.
Yeah, Carson Beck, Milroe, I don't like either one of them. I think you're absolutely,
really?
Completely wrong. Georgia's still Georgia. Georgia for 8.
Wow, 1.5?
Wow.
Alabama's going to win this game, folks.
I feel terrible about this pick now. Max?
I'm with Duda. Georgia's still Georgia. Bama, eh. Saban isn't coming through the door. Georgia for 8.
I couldn't hate a pick more. Can I go back and How many points, Max?
Eight.
Oh, my God. Anthony.
Man, I'm like everybody else. Georgia is still Georgia, and the coach for Alabama, he's never been in a game of this magnitude. I mean, he was at Oregon, but never this magnitude. So I'm sticking with Georgia until Alabama can beat him. So I'm taking Georgia and seven.
Well, Jeff, that is an island for sure.
I am happy to be on that island.
How do you feel about Happy Valley? Because Penn State's at home against Illinois. 17.5 points Penn State is giving. Jeff?
I picked against Illinois, against KU. I picked against Illinois, against Nebraska. I was made to look foolish both times. So I know no matter what way I go here, I'm going to look foolish most likely in the end. But as Jason likes to say, I'll take the points, and that means Illinois. I've only got it for two, though.
Still not a believer. Duda.
Yeah, well, you better figure it out. Illinois hasn't really beat anybody this year.
Nebraska?
Nebraska's not Nebraska. Sorry.
We had this conversation
last time. They might be closer, but Penn State's still one of the better teams. Penn State for five.
Duda finds himself in second place, and suddenly he knows everything.
I do know everything. Figure it out.
Duda's on fire. Oh, it's not even Canadian Thanksgiving.
Not yet.
Illinois has been in every game, and 17.5 is too many points. I'm taking Illinois for seven.
It's a lot of points.
Anthony.
Yeah, that is quite a bit of points, and this has been a quirky football season in the NFL and in college football. So I'm going to take Illinois, but my confidence level is three. But Penn State do not lay duds when they're expected to do big things. So Illinois in three.
Penn State's expected to do big things every year. They kind of come up short. They're always good, but they're never great. Illinois has a fantastic coach in Brett Bielema who has proven himself over many years. This is an easy one. Illinois for six. Oklahoma
six.
State at Kansas State. This one had real implications until both teams lost last week. Still one of the best games in the country. Kansas State giving 4.5. Duda, we start with you.
Yeah, I'm not sure about either one of these teams. I thought K-State would be a little better than they are. They'd kind of been bumbling and stumbling around. Oklahoma State is Oklahoma State. It's Jeff's favorite team. So I'm going to go with Oklahoma State for two.
Oklahoma State for two, Max?
Yeah, I'm with Duda for some reason. Oklahoma State for two.
Anthony.
K-State back at home. They got to get that taste out their mouth. So I'm going to go K-State for four.
K-State for four. I, too, like Kansas State. I think they figure some things out this week. But I don't have a great amount of confidence. K-State for two. Jeff.
I'm just on a different plane of confidence than everyone in this game. I don't know maybe who the better team is between K-State and Oklahoma State after last week, but I know K-State is a much better team at home, and they can cover this easily. K-State for eight.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow, I asked Tim Fitzgerald, and he didn't know.
Really? Feels like it to me.
Kansas, the home team, at Arrowhead Stadium against TCU. Kansas, a 2.5-point favorite. Max, we start that one with you.
I think KU can stop the snowball, and I don't want KU Pat mad at me, so I'm taking them for four.
Anthony.
The team that doesn't have a true home field. But I'm going to take KU, and I'm going to be kind of high on them. I'm going to go about, I can't go midway. I got to go a little bit over midway. I'm going to say KU in five.
KU for five. Interesting game. It'll be interesting to see how many people are at Arrowhead on Saturday for this one with KU's stumbling start. But I like them in this one against TCU for a four. Jeff.
I don't like this game at all. No idea what to expect from KU. Maybe they'll be hyped a little bit with their first game at Arrowhead, trying to get off the schneid. That's the only thing that moves me toward KU, but I've only got them for one.
KU for one. And we know who Duda's going to pick. How many points?
Well, I can't say that I've been wrong that often with KU right now. Unlike Max, I'm not worried about KU, Pat, because we had a good conversation last week.
He's endorsed you. He's
and
you
until
blessing.
KU shows me something, I'm not going to take them. But I do not like this game, so I got TCU for one.
Coward. Cowardly pick. Now we move into the NFL. And we go right to our bonus game. We can pick this one from 1 to 10 points. However, a miss, and we lose that number of points. It's Minnesota at Green Bay. I think this is a hard game. Green Bay at home, a 2.5-point favorite. It'll be interesting to see how much confidence we pick with here. Anthony, you start this one.
Oh, I get to start this one, huh? All righty. This game is always an interesting game. It's the division game, Minnesota-Green Bay. No one saw Minnesota getting off to such a fast start. Green Bay got to figure out their quarterback problem, meaning is Love going to play or they go to back up. And the game is in Green Bay. I'm going to go with Minnesota, actually, in this game to cover the spread. And I'm going to slap y'all with a 10 spot.
Whoa.
Wow.
This could be your last week of picks, Anthony, with any kind of points.
I doubt it.
This is a tough game because Minnesota, nobody expected this kind of start for them. Nobody expected Sam Darnold to play the way he's played. They're on the road for a really tough divisional game. Green Bay is my pick for 6. Jeff.
Yeah, Anthony set a tone right there where, you know, if he's going to lose 10, maybe the rest of us can afford to lose some big points too. But I'm just not quite in that headspace. I don't know really even who to pick. I've already crossed out my number once. But I'm going to take Green Bay. I'm going to put 2 on it.
Not wanting to take advantage of the bonus. Duda.
Yeah, I had never wavered on my pick and how much I was putting on this. Sam Darnold, Minnesota, 3-0, going to Green Bay. Reality hits, Minnesota Vikings fans. Jordan Love will play on the weekend. Green Bay for 10.
Oh, come on, Minnesota.
Come on, Vikings. Anthony, we're all with you, baby. Matt, and even though I picked Green Bay, Max.
I have no belief in Sam Darnold.
Exactly.
I'm going Green Bay for 6.
Well, Sam Darnold's been arguably the best guy in the NFL to date. Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. The Eagles got one in New Orleans. Now they go to Tampa Bay where they are a 2.5-point favorite. I start this one. Yeah, they beat New Orleans. Their defense played, obviously, pretty well. I still don't believe in Philadelphia. I'm going Tampa Bay for only 1. Jeff.
I'm going to contradict this pick pretty soon, actually, but road favorite here scares me a little bit. So I'm going to take, and Philly kind of scares me a little bit. So I'm going to take Tampa for 3.
Duda.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Philly. Now it looks like A.J. Brown and looks like Devonta Smith are going to both be out for this one. Tampa got embarrassed last week. I got Tampa, but just for 4.
What do you say, Max?
I've been back and forth in this game, too, with A.J. Brown out and Smith. But with Jalen Hurts, I'll take the Eagles for 1 in Tampa.
And finally, Anthony, who do you have here?
I would say with the injuries to Philadelphia, Tampa Bay was embarrassed last week. I have more confidence in Baker Mayfield and the weapons he have to get the job done on the road. So I'm going to say Tampa and 6.
6 for Tampa. Buffalo at Baltimore, interesting game. The Bills have been lights out through 3 weeks. Baltimore, finally won a game last week, although they had to hang on in their win against Dallas. They are a 2.5-point favorite at home. We start with Jeff.
I just said I don't like – wait, who's the favorite?
Baltimore.
Baltimore, oh, well, minus 2.5.
Okay, because I thought Buffalo was favorite. I was going to pick them anyway. I'll take Buffalo for 7.
On the okay, yes. Duda?
Yeah, Buffalo, they've looked great. Baltimore's looked terrible, but Baltimore's probably the better team. I don't really like this game, but I'll run with Buffalo until they buck, so I got Buffalo for 3.
Max, what do you think?
Josh Allen is the man. Bills for 5.
You love you some
no,
Josh
actually,
Allen.
Patrick like Josh Mahomes Allen. Is the man.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is the man.
Josh Anthony? Allen would hit Patrick Mahomes so hard he wouldn't even remember his name.
That's funny that they've never really beaten them in a big game. Anthony, who do you have?
If McDermott had squib kick, they would have.
Well, but he didn't. Man, go ahead, Anthony.
To me, Buffalo has proven that they can get the job done against our odds. Baltimore really hasn't proven that to me. They had to hang on against my dearly beloved Cowboys last week. I'm going to go with the Bills, and let me see. I'm looking at my points, but I have like 7, 3, 4, 5, 6 is gone. So I'm going to go Buffalo 8.
Wow, hey, Buffalo for 8. That's a lot for Buffalo. I don't know. Baltimore, have we just written them off? I mean, I think Baltimore covers this at home. Against Buffalo, I like Baltimore. I like Baltimore for 7, and I'm the only one. That's strange to me.
Bizarre.
Seattle in Detroit to face the Lions. Seattle, maybe surprisingly, undefeated. They are a 2.5-point underdog in this game. We start this one with, I believe, Duda. Or is it Max?
I don't know. I'll go. Seattle at Detroit. Seattle, I'm not sold on Seattle. I still like Detroit. Detroit's going to be at home. 2.5. I got Detroit for 7.
Detroit for 7, Max.
Yeah, this will be Seattle's second trip across the country. Geno Smith. I'll take the Lions for 6.
You already used your... Oh, that was your bonus game. Okay. Anthony, what about you in this one?
Seattle and Detroit. Detroit still isn't hitting on all cylinders, but like you said, Seattle has to travel across country. But I don't have too many high points left for Detroit, so I'm going to take Detroit and 1.
Detroit for 1. I like Detroit in this game. I think they're a legit playoff team. Not sure yet about Seattle. I like Detroit for 8. Jeff.
That's a lot. I think Seattle's going to put up some points here. So can Detroit also do that with sort of a pretty good offense? They are at home. They only need to win by a field goal. So I'm right in the middle. Detroit at 4.
All right. And Kansas City in Los Angeles to play the Chargers. Sounds like Justin Herbert's going to play. Maybe not at full strength. The Chiefs are a 7.5-point favorite on the road. We start with Max.
High ankle sprain, but I'll have to take the Chargers for 3.
Max,
they'll never cover the 7.5.
For you to pick the Chiefs. If the Chiefs played, who's the worst team in the NFL?
How about if they played North High School? Would you take the Chiefs?
All right, if they played Carolina and they were a 10-point underdog, who would you take?
I'll cross that bridge when it comes to it.
Well, Andy Dalton's looking pretty good, Max.
I take the big red.
Exactly.
I'll take big red.
Anthony, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I think 7.5 is a bit much because teams are proving that they can play against Kansas City, and you know Harbaugh has something dialed up. So I'm going to, and it's at home, so I'm going to go with the Chargers and 2.
All right. This is an interesting game. These teams are both defense reliant so far. neither team has really shown a propensity to score a lot. 7.5 points is a lot of points. I don't know that what would Kansas City need to score to cover 7.5 points? Tough one. I'm going to pick the Chargers to cover, the Chiefs to win 3 points. Jeff.
Patrick Mahomes has never lost at the Chargers. The hook scares me a little bit, that little 0.5 they got out there. But the pattern will continue, and KC wins by 10 here. I've got the Chiefs for 6.
Yeah, it doesn't need to lose to cover. Duda, what about you?
Yeah, I normally would not take the Chiefs in this situation, but Herbert's hobbling around. They're out at least 2 offensive linemen, if not 3, for this game. Chris Jones is going to be in the backfield all day. I got to take the Chiefs for 6.
You Smart. And Jeff agree. Isn't that beautiful?
We started with an agreement, and we might even end with an agreement.
It's how it works.
That's a lovely moment. You and Jeff agree on all 5 NFL games, and
we
you
do?
Disagree on all 4 college games.
That sounds
that's
weird.
That's just beautiful harmony.
We set that up
about
an hour ago.
All right, thanks, everybody. I'll see you all Monday. Back to the A-team now, Jeff and Duda.
All right, enjoy. See ya. See you, Anthony.
All right.
All right, there are your picks. We're going to take a break right now and get to Joanna Chadwick a tad late, but better late than never with Joanna. We'll talk some high school football coming up. Stay with us. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
IHOP Hotline and talk with Joanna Chadwick, who is just going to be a fountain of information today. Joanna, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It is going. We are just so good. It's just, I can't even tell you.
I don't know if any of that statement is true, Joanna.
So, Jason is going to ask you about the game that you don't say with this answer. I will ask you, is the game of the week Capon Northwest, or is it Andale collegiate, and then you can break that game down for us.
Well, that's just too tough. How about we just break them both down?
Well, then Jason won't have a question.
How about you just break them both down, and then I'll ask you a different question.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, so looking at some stats here, I'm looking at and continually turn out guys who can move the ball in their run game. It is so impressive every year. Just last week, Cooper Marks, with 152 yards, but then they had 5 other guys that had at least 12 yards, 2 of them with 50-plus yards. So they're going to do what they do. Now, interestingly enough, looking at what Collegiate does, is they've also got some really good offensive weapons with Jaden Parker, Julian Johnson, with their run game. But they haven't done quite as well as their passing game has with Harrison Simon. And looking at that game against Wellington, that was really interesting because they didn't get a real run game going, but Simon threw for 140 yards. So I am kind of curious as to see what Collegiate's going to be able to get offensively going against Andale tonight. And I think Andale's defense has given up quite a few points. So maybe that's going to be an issue. I mean, they gave up 48 to Wellington, which I think is, maybe a sign that maybe Collegiate can get some points there.
There you go. Now you're going to do Northwest and Capen, right?
Well, I mean, the thing is, we talked about East and Capen last week as to what this game really meant, and I really questioned Capen. I mean, they had come out, they had struggled in that first game against Andover, only winning 28-21. But to be able to win as they did in those overtimes against East, that to me says a lot about, just the guts that team has, just what they can do. And frankly, I think that both those teams struggled against East, both Northwest and Capen did, with Northwest winning 14-0, that it is just going to be a matchup tonight that it should be a packed crowd for this game because I think this game can go either way.
Well, what about Winfield at McPherson? McPherson's only 1-2, but Winfield's 3-0 for the first time in I don't know how long.
11 years, Jason.
11 years.
I mean, Winfield is it's a fascinating story. Anytime we see a team that we don't really expect to come up there and do well. And frankly, them opening the season by beating Arc City 39-34, Arc City goes the next week and beats Salina Central. So to me, that says a lot about how good this Winfield team is. McPherson is struggling. Losing to Great Bend, yep, I get that. I think losing to Chanute had to be disappointing for them, but, can you turn it around this week against Winfield? I don't know if they can.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I agree. I was going to ask you, mentioned Salina Central losing to Arc City. How much does that take away the excitement of their game against Eisenhower? Is Eisenhower just on a different level, do you think?
It seems to look that way. I think that their two biggest wins are going to be over Valley Center and Goddard. And they beat both of them by 11 points. And Valley Center actually intrigues me because while Valley Center is sitting at 0-3 and maybe it's not seen as a good win for Eisenhower, they lost by 11 to Eisenhower. They lost to Hutch 13-0, and they lost to May South 10-7 last week. I don't think Valley is going to be a team that you look at sitting at 0-3. I don't think that's going to be an easy win for anyone. So I think that's where I'd give Eisenhower the edge there. I don't know. Eisenhower's just playing really well.
Is there anybody right now sitting at 0-3?
Your mic, Jason.
My mic is on.
It is now, yes.
It says it's on. Oh, Jeffrey. Joanna, is there anybody sitting at 3-0 or 0-3 that you're really kind of surprised at or where they're at right now? I know it's still kind of early, but, once you've played 3 to 5 games, you're halfway through the season.
Well, you look at Maysel sitting at 3-0, and I'm not surprised by that, but I was surprised by how much they struggled with Valley Center. I did not expect that, and maybe that's just me not knowing as much as I would have if I were covering games, you know, each season. I think that a team we should be talking about is Conway Springs sitting at 4-0. They got a really, you know, they did get that win over Medicine Lodge last night, right? I'm almost positive.
Last night?
Jeff,
yeah, I don't know. I didn't.
Last night.
I never saw it.
I have it right here. Yeah, Conway won 45-24. That was a game where Medicine Lodge was up 10-0.
Yeah, I saw that too. Gosh, dang it.
Lodge. Yeah, they were up 10-0, and Conway, within the last minute 45 of the first half, scores two touchdowns. So I think that's a team that should be talked about. Just any. God knows we've talked about them a lot over the years. They certainly deserve it. But that's probably one that I would say we should be talking about.
And Conway, they're 3-0, right?
No. Conway is 4-0.
How's that possible?
They played last night against Medicine Lodge.
Yeah, that was a rescheduled game from last week.
Nope, because Medicine Lodge's game last week was supposed to be against somebody else, and it was canceled.
Who was it against? Maybe you're right. You're probably right. You're definitely right, Joanna.
Just say you're wrong. It'll make everyone feel better, Jeff.
Are we sure, though?
I think they were scheduled. They were scheduled to play Mound Ridge, and that was canceled.
Okay, I believe you. What about the other 3-0 versus 3-0 games in sort of our area? I don't know if you know much about the teams, but Sedgwick and Marion. It's been a real interesting rivalry. I delved into that. It seemed they play like every 2 years, 2 years, and then they take 2 years off and then play two times. It's weird, and then it goes back and forth. What should we expect from this game?
I have no idea what to expect. I mean, they play, you know, Marion's schedule, the only team in our area that they've played so far would be Douglas. And then Sedgwick has, you know, they've kind of rolled in their games. They both beat Harrington. Marion did give up 20 points to Harrington in their season opener, whereas Sedgwick shut them out last week. So, to me, maybe that's the difference maker right there. I don't know. Sedgwick has always kind of had a soft spot for Sedgwick, just because it's the team in our area that pops up in multiple sports where they're all of a sudden just really, really good, and they're fun to watch, and they've got great athletes. So I'm giving this one to Sedgwick.
Joanna, thank you. Double-check that Medicine Lodge Conway. I'm pretty sure I was right about that, but whatever you find out, you just keep it to yourself, okay? Does that work?
All right. Jeez. We know I'm right because Conway beat Douglas last week, but you guys have a great night.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Yep.
We didn't ask about.
Just couldn't just say maybe you were wrong. Hey, you just can't do it.
I can't.
It just eats you up to
Why would I acknowledge something like that?
Maybe I was wrong. You're not going to do it, and you were wrong.
And you're welcome for not asking about Derby Mays tonight.
Why?
That's not going to go well. The Eagles.
I know.
Speaking of the Eagles, they're back in Las Vegas tonight at the Sphere.
What have you heard about the Eagles? Is it bad?
No, it's great.
Is it?
Yes.
The play set,
everything? I know everything about everything.
I told you that.
Of course I was gonna.
So now you're okay going?
Yeah, I can't wait.
When are you going?
3 weeks.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
You want to come?
I'll maybe meet you out there.
That works.
You'll be able to find me. I'll be in one spot.
Philadelphia. Something.
It has to be something.
There's got to be dozens.
There's no way that there isn't a song.
In fact, I'm going to find a couple right now
There's got to be.
While you tee up maybe a couple more questions for us from your general.
Okay, let's see if one of you guys get this. No, I'm not going to offer anything because you might have looked it up. What is the national animal of Scotland?
That's the one you left us hanging with earlier. Yeah. I don't know if that was on the air, but I think.
No, it wasn't.
We discussed it.
During break.
The national, whose turn? Can we just throw out guesses?
Yep, throw out guesses. I'll give you two each to start with.
The platypus.
Ooh, no.
The ewe.
The ewe?
Sheep.
No, not the sheep.
Have I heard of this animal?
I think everybody's heard of this animal.
Okay, the pig.
No.
Scotland.
I thought he had it, to tell you the truth. I thought Max was going to get this.
The ram.
You are incorrect.
What is it?
Scotland. This, I looked
Rooster.
It up.
Rooster.
The bagpipe.
No. The unicorn.
No way.
I told you neither one would get
There's
it.
No
so
such
when
thing.
He said you, you thought
I
he was,
thought he was going with
thought
unicorn.
He was getting it.
I did.
That's crazy.
No way. No way. He had to have looked it up because nobody's going to get that.
Nobody.
Okay, how many countries still have a royal family? If you get to within five,
okay,
I will give you the win.
So that means there's more than five.
Yes.
19.
Max is trying to count them all. This is awesome. He thinks he knows where a royal family is.
I can name
in
one.
In every country.
I can name one and maybe two.
I thought that was the...
There's got to be a few.
I'd say 12.
Why wouldn't you just go higher than Jeff to win?
I don't know.
43.
My goodness gracious.
43.
Is all the...
Where? I don't know.
England.
They don't list them.
All the Arab
But 43?
Countries.
Doesn't that seem like a lot?
Seems like a lot to me, but what do I know?
You don't know anything.
There are 43, that's correct. Here are some. Andorra, Australia, Belgium has one, Belize, Cambodia, Canada.
What?
Jamaica, Japan.
Who's Canada's?
Jordan, Luxembourg, I'll come back to it. Norway, New Zealand, there's so many. Saudi Arabia, Canada, they have a King Charles III. King Charles III.
From England?
Yeah, aren't they still in England?
I don't know.
There's
maybe.
Some weird thing there. I still don't even understand it. And
there
I
must
grew
be.
Up there for crying out loud. I don't know.
Thailand, Spain.
Canada's king is Gordie Howe. Everybody knows.
Yeah, they have the same king as whatever. England. Go ahead. Next.
How do the stitches on a baseball affect the speed at which it travels, Jeff?
By providing aerodynamics.
The direction in which they're sewn.
It just makes it faster, guys. That was that simple. It just makes it faster.
That's it?
Yeah. You guys were diving into big
how.
Words.
Did Is that
big
a how?
Words. How do the stitches on a baseball affect the speed at which it travels?
What effect? That's the question. What effect do stitches have on the baseball speed? That's
how do the stitches
work.
On a baseball affect
no,
the speed at which it travels?
How does it happen? That's not what effect it has. That's a poorly worded question that I like it thrown out.
It is not thrown out. The point goes to Max after that absolute grumbling and whining.
How is that
guys,
whining?
Max
Throw
is now Max is now up 9-8.
Let's go.
Just like that.
Let's go.
Are you on another one?
Yeah. Give me the sports.
I wasn't
sports.
Correct on that either.
You want a sports question?
Yeah, give me the sports question.
Okay, let's see which one we haven't done
24.
Yet.
24.
How many points is a conversion kick worth in a game of rugby?
Rugby, one.
What would you? What would your answer be, Max?
I thought it was three, but...
Well, you're both wrong. It's two.
Ah!
Three is a field goal.
Isn't it
a field goal, Max.
What a ridiculous game.
Isn't there
game.
A difference between regular rugby and Australian rugby?
How many points...
Why do I need 2 points for kicking it?
How many points is a rouge in the Canadian Football League?
A rouge is two.
Max?
Three.
It's one. Three
know.
Is a field goal. Like, how... My... really,
What's
guys?
What's a rouge?
What do you mean, guys? I didn't
know
say
what a
three.
Rouge is.
You said...
Rouge is red.
Rouge is red. Well, rouge is red.
Rouge,
I will give you
like
that.
R-U-S-E, like a funny.
Where did coffee originally come from?
Colombia.
What country? No.
Peru.
Not even close.
Peru.
Ethiopia? Did you know that?
Yeah. No, I didn't know that. Why would I know that?
I went to the Ethiopian restaurant here.
Well, did you get coffee?
Good view. No food, but good view.
No,
what are you trying to say, Max?
What is considered the happiest language in the world?
The happiest language in the world has to be Canadian.
No.
The happiest language in the world, Swedish.
Eh.
Am I close?
Well, kind of.
So it's kind of maybe Scandinavian?
Swedish.
Spanish.
Spanish is correct.
I don't know if that's a happy language.
That's what it
says. I mean,
says.
It's pretty happy.
I would think it's kind of happy.
It's pretty happy.
It's a love
language. It's got upside down exclamation marks.
How about this? What country covers 5 time zones but only operates under 1?
Russia.
That was my guess, and I was wrong.
Really?
Yes.
Well, the U.S. has at least 5, but they operate under all different 5.
That's right.
Canada?
Canada has actually, I think, 6, but they don't operate under
China?
It. You are correct.
Yeah, I think
I knew if you'd have went through every single one, you'd have got there. That's how smart you are.
I only needed 4.
Okay, last one. Which state in the U.S. has only 1 syllable?
Maine.
Oh, I knew you'd get that because you're singing your little song.
I know all the states so easy.
This is good.
Man, what a show today.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We did absolutely nothing.
I'm trying to figure out that time
for 2 hours.
China.
Noteworthy at all.
China's huge.
They operate under 1 time zone, I guess.
It's called the Chinese time zone.
That's actually. Right. Well, it's your country. You can do what you want, right?
Exactly.
Happy days.
You're not a monarchy. I know that much. Unless you are, you might.
Big word, Jeff. Don't understand it.
Well, we just asked it. King and queen.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes. All right.
See?
Thanks, Dudsy. We'll see you next week.
Happy days.
Probably.
Yep.
Thanks to Max. Thanks to Travis Clayton and Joanna Chadwick for joining us. Thanks to the big fella for making picks. And thanks to all of you for joining us. Have a great week. See you Monday. Goodbye.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.